We're live.
We're live.
And we have telephone access tonight.
Ooh.
So, yeah. So please tell me, how have you been, my friend?
I have been well. I'm super happy I got my car back.
Where was it?
It had been parked for the last couple of months because of DMV faux pas that have occurred in New York and New Jersey. And you just can't walk in. You got to make appointments. So they give you appointments a month in intervals. You can't just go in. So it was quite an ordeal trying to get things in order. The car had no plates, so you can't drive it. You can't have it out. Mel and Juby. Hello, my dear. How are you? One of my faves there, Madeline. Hey, sweetie. Hi, Eric, if you're watching, listening.
Listening, watching. I'm so short. Look at that. Can't even see me.
And I was trying to, I'm on the couch, so it's hard to, I can't adjust it. So I feel like I'm like.
So you got your car back. That's what's up. And where are we going in this car?
It went to the car wash.
Nice.
Nowhere. It's hot outside.
Yeah, that's true.
And the rain came down, and it did lift it quite a bit, but not where you can say you won't have asthma concerns if you were out hanging out in the streets. It's still a little thick out there.
Actually, yeah, I just came back from outside because I decided I'm going to go into my office tomorrow, and whenever I go into the office, I need to bring food with me. Because I don't know what's going on out in the world in terms of what's open, what's not open. Hey, Ms. DJ, what's to eat, what's not to eat. Some of my little spots closed, shut down, small businesses. And so I went out to get a little something to bring in tomorrow.
Smart.
Yeah. They miss you, Terry. I know the feeling, Madeline. Can I tell you, when I don't see Therese, when she's gone, it's a vacancy, and she's always missed. Always missed.
Oh, thank you there, partner in crime.
And I'm sorry she's not doing well.
Yeah, I will definitely give you a call, Madeline. And I'm sorry you're not feeling well.
Yeah, that's not good. Yeah, that's not good. Please, everyone, take care of yourself, your body, your mind. Just take care.
Yeah.
When you're gone. Pause this for a second. I don't know if you've ever listened to the extended, the whole long drawn out.
Who are you talking to, me?
Yeah, you.
Of course I have.
I mean, I'm talking to you in the.
Yeah.
I know you have. But his rap is so. You're not a good dad. Back in the day, you listen to this and you like, woo, yeah. But now you listen to it, it's like, something. Let me see if I can just catch up with that spot.
All the overtime I can get.
Hold on, here you go.
I mean to take up too much of your time, but just thought I'd get your ring and see how you're doing. How's everything? A friend of mine told me he saw you the other day. Said you were still looking good.
Starts out nice, yeah, you're still looking good, right?
Make me feel kind of good, you know.
Yeah.
Right, told me that you did ask about me.
All right, I asked. I did. True.
I've been really meaning to kind of get to talk to you for now, but
what happened?
You know how a man's pride is sometimes kind of won't let him do what he wants to.
Your pride, okay.
Guess what?
What?
I know this will knock you dead.
It's gonna knock me dead. What happened?
I even went out and got a gig.
You got a job?
Oh.
Really?
I'm glad you're not hip to the hip talk.
No.
J-O-B, baby.
Oh, J-O-B. Well,
today
good.
All the day. All the overtime I can get.
And overtime. That's nice.
I don't know. I guess it might be too late, but...
So you got a job. I'm very happy for you. But I'm supposed to be surprised about you. So that's not a good sign. But the music is like, yeah, baby, like, now you really want me, right? Because I got a job. I get it. It was the 70s.
Remember how I used to always say how lucky I had been? Well, you know, Ben, they got that lottery. I hit it.
You hit the lottery.
I'd like to kind of make up for.
Okay.
A lot of things that just seem not to go right. Don't want you to think I'm trying to buy back your love or your friendship.
Okay.
Now I feel I got a chance to kind of make things up to you a little bit.
You trying to buy something, bro? I'm just saying.
Enough about you and me. How's my little son?
We got a son together. Does he ever ask about you? I'm confused.
Does he still like to go down by the supermarket?
Beg for food?
If I could just... If I could just see you, can't really say what you mean or what you want over the phone. Well, you done heard it 10 times or more, but swear I done changed. Swear I done changed.
You know,
that's,
you could
that
throw,
song will never be the same.
You could throw Teddy Pendergrass behind anything and make it sexy, but that is, that brother, look, God. So, hey, baby, you never believe what happened. What happened? I got a gig. Excuse me. I'm sure. I forgot. You're not hip to the hip talk. I got a regular job with all the overtime I could get. And it's not until the record's damn near over that he says, oh, forget about you and me. What about our little son? Does he still like to go down to the supermarket? What the? What do you mean does he like to go down to the
supermarket? Does he still like to eat?
Are you handling that? You know, I got a gig now. And I hit the lottery. Does our son like to still go to the supermarket? Maybe we could take a field trip. Like, what the heck? I mean, that's very, that. I mean, clearly, that's very 1970s. But
it was a smash. It was a smash. Can't forget.
Yeah, but you know what? The radio edit version of it stops before.
Yes.
All of that talk.
Yeah.
His rap needed some, he needed to get with that, hey, my name is Larry.
Oh, my God.
You know,
float on?
We could float on. Now, that's saying something.
No, them brothers are saying something.
Now, that's saying something. Okay, let's float.
And you know what else I like, too? The Intruders, I Always Love My Mama.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
they're,
yeah. That
little boy in there.
Yeah, 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 yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I love that one. I love the extended version of that one. It has a bit of nostalgia, regardless of what your situation. You know, you can feel those brothers. You know.
Yeah, yeah. I have to hear that every Mother's Day. I really have to.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Go without saying. Heck yeah.
Yeah. Classic. I don't care how. Classic. Always be a classic. We probably couldn't be friends if you don't know the Intruders. Cadillac. Wait a minute. Did she say taxi? Take me to the other side of town? Chris DJ, what you know about that? Man.
What about, since we're talking about songs that have conversations, what is the name of it?
Hit Me Now.
Ah, here we go. Let me see. I think I got it. Hold up, you gonna like this one, Rez. You gonna like this because I know you know this, but you know everything I know, basically, right? Let's do this.
Hello. May I speak to Barbara?
Barbara Shirley.
Barbara, this is Shirley. You might not know who I am, but the reason I'm calling you is because I was going through my old man's pockets this morning, and I just happened to find your name and number. So, woman,
what you know about that, LaVon?
I don't think it's being any more than fair than to call you and let you know where I'm coming from.
Where I'm coming from.
Now, Barbara, I don't know how you're going to take this, but whether you be cool
or come
out
in the bag with me.
You see, it really doesn't make any difference.
You used to be able to talk to
me. But it's only fair that I let you know. But the man you're in love with, he's mine. From the top of his head to the bottom of his feet. The bed he sleeps in and every piece of food he eats. You see, I make it pop.
Woo!
Clothes on his back.
I buy. Okay. She doing too much, but...
Car he drives. I pay the note every month. So I'm telling you these things to let you know how much I love that man. And woman to woman, I think you'll understand just how much I'll do to keep it. Woman to woman, if you've ever been in love,
come on, Shirley,
then you know how I feel. to woman. Now if you were in my shoes, wouldn't you have done the same thing too? Can't you see where I'm coming from? Woman to woman, ain't that the same thing you would have done? Woman to woman, why should I dare step aside and let her take what's rightfully mine? Oh, was I right or was I wrong? Now I ain't gonna let you break up my happy home. The woman to woman. Now you see I don't want no trouble now. I hope you understand. I love that man and he's mine. To understand that man, I love that man. Woman, woman, woman to woman, he's mine, and I ain't gonna give him up. My oh, baby, I ain't lying. The best of my years.
You know what? I wish I had thought about this before the show, because I would have shown the clip of the response to this song. Barbara Mason did a response to this song. I'll play it, but
after the pain, after wait a pain, minute.
We ain't going down that slippery slope because I'm already depressed.
Wait a minute
and you
now.
Too young.
First of all, some dates of births are not coinciding.
Remember you talked about a friend that you had?
Jazz. I'm going to say her name. Jazz.
but you know what? This is a good thing.
Yes, it is. This is what we like.
We like this.
But it just tickles me. It tickles me because some of these songs were, you know, they were not in the birth year of, but you know, and the reason why they tickle me, the reason why I laugh is because folks will be like, "Whoa, that's my song!" Like you were alive when it was at its peak. So to hear somebody say, "Whoa, that's my jam," in 2021, who also wasn't born in the year was made or in its peak, tickles me to death in a good way.
Yes.
In a good way.
Yes.
Let's but Jeff, I'm talking about you remember this.
Exactly.
No, I do, but you?
Right. And the thing is, the operative word there is remember. I could see them saying, do you know this song?
Yes.
But do you remember it? Do you remember it?
Yeah,
you don't remember it. You can't remember it.
Right. You heard it.
You heard it. There you go.
Yes, it is a yes.
I'm gonna do this first though. I'm gonna play the response to the woman. I'm gonna play that from his woman to you. This is the most disrespectful song ever.
If you look at every person with a credit score over 800, they all have one thing in common.
Yeah. There we go.
Now, wait a minute, Shirley. I'm a young woman, and I can't afford to do all the things you do for this man. I don't even have a job, and I can't buy his clothes, pay his condo, and I surely can't keep money in his pocket. But I can give him what he needs when he needs it, and that's all he expects from me. I can give him love. Or two I'd like to say. I don't care who claims this man, I'm gonna love him in a way. Woman to woman, if it lasts night with me, baby, where he wanted to be, from his woman to you. Name as I can. Seems to me you're doing too much for the man. From his woman to you, bagging and loving, giving up yourself. And I feel sorry for you. I feel sorry for you. Don't mind sharing if you don't bother me. I won't bother you. From his woman to you, I don't know what you're gonna do. He's been giving me what he gets from you, woman to woman. That's the truth. From his woman to you, seems like you're the fool. His only woman, and I love him. I ain't about to give him up. I'm his only woman to woman. I just want to let you know that I ain't gonna never let him go. Woman to woman, I'm his only woman.
The shade was real, circa 1970 something.
Well, you know, I have to tell you know what? Two interesting things happened to me today. I mean, not today, this week. And it's only Wednesday, right? Now, first I'm going to address that little, just, you know, in the 70s, that was called reading, right? You know, we didn't get to the shade until late. That's a, if you're out here running around talking about shade this, shade that, I know what era you're from, or, you know. But, you know, in my day, we called it reading, right?
Read you, write you, and erase you.
Right. And this little disrespectful troll here on the song. First of all.
Barbara Mason. Shout out to the legendary Barbara Mason, though.
Baby. Can you imagine somebody saying, woman to woman, I ain't got no job. And that's not what he and but that's not what he here for.
Right.
He here for my point and telling her that she's doing too much.
Yes. And what you giving him, he's giving me. And matter of fact, he was here last night and stayed the whole night because this is where he wanted to be.
Mm-hmm.
She said, you're doing too much. And but I don't mind sharing. But I ain't giving
first
a mom.
You're not sharing. You are the side piece. That's not a shared experience. Sharing would mean that you were equal in stature. That's a share of sorts. If you're the side piece, you're not sharing anything.
Well, yeah, the other one actually owns him. She pays everything. She buys everything.
In her situation,
yeah. Yeah, but she is the side piece, but she don't mind. She don't have a job, so he's taking care. He's taking his money and.
He's renting her. That's what he's doing. He's renting.
And she don't mind.
And they put the option to buy.
She don't mind. But some foolish people might think that he's in love and leave the money and go with her, and then she don't want him. Wait a minute. You coming with nothing? You know I don't work. You got to go. I need a sugar daddy. Sounds like she looking for a sugar daddy, and she got one.
He ain't no sugar daddy.
He got way too much self-esteem.
He ain't no sugar daddy if he's spending the night. He's just... a married old fool, but he's your sugar daddy. Sugar daddy, though.
That
folks would know sugar. People like to get that label.
Yeah, I mean, well, he paying for something. That's all I got to say. And they're happy with the arrangement.
We're just quiet, but some young girl. She got way too much self esteem. That's his child.
I like that.
Way too much.
Yeah.
Way too much. Jody ain't got no job or no bill. You know what? We need to have a social meetup because I'm telling you, these ones here, Ron,
exactly.
Mr. J.
exactly, right? Out of the basement experience, you know.
Man.
But yeah, that's. That's, and you know what, honestly, there was another.
But you know, every.
There was another
every,
song in this. Oh. There was there was a guy who did, my mom had all the 45s and, you know, my mom was really obviously into music. And there was a guy who did a song, but I can't remember the name of the song. I'm your man from his, I don't know.
But you see how they, like, different in the 70s, the 70s responses or the 70s diss records, you know, and if you think diss records or diss tapes just started with rappers, you're wrong because, you know, obviously we just took it to some in the 70s. But they got worse as you got along. You know what I mean? And up in the years, it got worse. And up to and including, like, what are some of the worst diss records in R&B?
Worst diss work records?
In call and response. I know there was a lot of that in rap. You know, like the infamous Roxanne Shanté. Shout out to Roxanne Shanté.
Right.
My girl.
And then somebody wrote a diss about her. And then there was the Biggie and Tupac thing. And then there was the Eric. There was the was it Eric B or was it?
There was the Nas
IQ,
and Jay-Z.
Right, Nas classic. And Jay-Z. There was the Ice Cube and Dr. Dre.
Right. Infamous diss records back and forth. And then there was Barbara and Shirley.
They started the whole damn thing. Them two.
Little Miss Muffet.
How she said, how he a sugar daddy when they both living off Shirley? She might as well sleep with her. He a middleman in the situation.
Marvin Jesus.
But you know what? That's what it's true. Shirley, look, if Shirley got any inclination, she may as well go over there and get a sample because she is paying for it. You're right. She could sample that. And it don't sound like Barbara would have much of a problem with it. I know he wouldn't.
Cat, break your fingers, Cat. All the same. I would break your fingers. I'm not that part, Catherine.
What you said, trust me, I know. I you know. Don't answer that. Don't answer how you know. Don't tell me. I get paid to ask the question. You don't have to answer that. Hold that answer deep inside, deep down inside. That's a whole nother Barbara. Yeah.
Same script, different cast. Absolutely. Absolutely. And they just got more, I mean, you know, songs just got more downright disrespectful as we've evolved.
Yeah, you know.
How about that?
This is, okay, so if this was like a 2000s song, it would be "My Milkshake Brings All the Boys to the Yard," damn right, better than yard, you know? I think that Barbara Mason would be the complete Lil' Kim, yeah.
Well, no, as
shout out to Lil' Kim too. Happy birthday, baby.
Happy birthday, Lil' Kim, of course. Shout out to Khalees too.
Khalees, happy birthday.
That is for cooking food. No, she didn't. I don't think it was her birthday.
Oh, no?
You just mentioned her.
Oh, I did?
Mm-hmm.
Having a rough day.
Well, first of all.
Yeah. Oh, right. Milk. I sure did. I damn sure did.
Yard.
Damn right.
What's this meant by milkshake?
What you think?
Well, she's a chef, so I figured, well.
Just like some people, what's that? Somebody told me that when they were a kid, they really thought that push in the bush was about pushing people in the bush.
That's another one.
In the bush.
Are you ready? Are you ready for this? Do you like it? Do you like it like this? Yeah.
Push in the bush. I don't
know. What? This we have innuendo and metaphors.
I think that was pretty forward. Push in the bush.
For its time, but when you think about it, you know, it was a metaphor.
Matter of fact, know? That's true. And when they used to play Nasty Girls on the radio,
mm-hmm.
they would, that's right, please meet you, still in the season, looking for a man, they would not play the part where she said, I need 7 inches or more. They would kind of dub that out.
Mm.
They would dub that out. Like, that was such a terrible thing to ask for. Hey.
Yeah, particularly now when you hear dum-dum-dum-dum from the window.
And still, right? Till the sweat drips down my nasty-ass balls. That's what it should be saying.
Yeah. I was going to edit that out personally.
Oh, I'm sorry.
But But you know what? Minus, I had an opportunity to hear the stems on that record.
What do you mean?
The track itself is bananas.
No, it is. It is.
And just throw that on top of it.
But that's why it's a hit. I don't know what I think when it comes to why people like the songs that they like today. So, what part of Nasty Girls that don't you understand? I think that's pretty straightforward. She's looking for a man that'll do it anywhere, even on a limousine floor. I don't know what's not to understand about that. She needs 7 inches or more, you know. Get it up. She can't wait anymore.
Yeah.
Oh, it's time to jam, man.
Still is in the water on the brain. Ah, metaphors. That's right. Pleased to meet you. I still won't tell you my name. Don't you believe in mystery?
Don't you want to play my game?
I'm looking for a man. I don't know about love now.
I'm looking for a man to love me like I've never been loved before. It may be a 24-hour thing, like a virus.
Maybe the verb of the love part, I guess.
Uh-huh.
I don't know. Teddy Pendergrass, king of the metaphors.
Woo!
I like metaphors. Metaphors are my friend.
Yes, yes, yes.
Anytime you have, like, if you have anything overt, it better have some music that, you know, slaps, because, you know, suggestive, raunchy lyrics, you know, I mean, after the shock value, then what is it? But I will have to say, Little Kim came at a time, you know, she was right on that at that time where women's liberation, you know, and I'm not talking about like the feminism or anything. I just mean that, you know, on records, we hadn't heard that from women. It was always men. And, you know, and I think we know that Biggie was writing that book, that first album, a lot of it anyway. But, you know, I remember where I was living, and I remember when I remember my first experience seeing that poster. You know, I was walking down the Clinton, Washington subway step, and I just said, what is this going on here? Like, whoa.
Yeah, you mentioned that poster, and all I can see is all of this. That's, yeah.
She was in a perfect unforgiving squat.
Yes.
Bedazzled out. It was an amazing shot, you know. And I've seen less at the beach. But what I'm saying is we hadn't seen that at that time, because that's not the way women, female rappers were presenting.
Exactly.
You know?
They were queens like Latifah, like Light, like, you know. They were badasses. Yeah. Sorry.
Turn off the light. Light a candle. Tonight I'm in a romantic mood. Yeah.
I think the part where he says, let's take a shower together, like he had to repeat it, like, let's take a shower together. I'll wash. Mm-hmm. And then he gave instructions. I'll wash your body and you'll wash mine. And then you'll rub me down. He had too many instructions now that I'm thinking about it. Like,
instructions are good.
I mean, you know, it was nice, but then I just overthought it and it became too much. Like, do you have you have a list?
Well, I mean, he's asking for what he needs. Some
yeah.
will say.
Yeah, no, that's fine. That's fine.
Rub me down with some hot oils, baby.
And I'll do
the same to you.
To you. Yeah.
Sure.
Just turn off the lights, because I don't want to look in your face, okay?
No, speaking of Teddy was one of my favorites. Even younger, you know, I felt like I understood Teddy. Even in ways that many of the women that waited to throw their... You know, strategically, I think Teddy was my first sexualized concert, you know? Mm-hmm. Teddy and Marvin Gaye, I was taken to see them when I was a kid. don't know if my mother expected all of that, but it was amazing for me.
Well,
as I
maybe.
Mommy, are those her panties that she grew up there? I mean, they got panties, they got roses, and Teddy handed out teddy bears, and...
First sexualized, when you said sexualized, I had to think about it. First of all, I think if I was trying to ensure heterosexuality of my daughter, I'd take her to a Teddy Pendergrass, Marvin Gaye concert. Like, if this don't get you, nothing will. if these two don't get you, yeah. But it was the Chaka Khan concert when I was about 12. 11 or 12. Yeah, about 12. It was my very first
album.
Excuse me?
Is it the Sweet Bang album? Oh, it was Rufus.
I don't remember. I don't recall which album was out because she was singing everything. But I can tell you, she was beautiful. She was freaking outrageous. I mean, I remember she was wearing black and her hair was like that, every note on point. And my cousin took me and my two other cousins who were my age, we were her girls, may they rest in peace. Yeah, and I was a Chakaholic already by that time. And she took us, and I was like, Teeny, that was my cousin's name. I said, Teeny, people are touching her. People are actually going up to the stage and touching Chaka Khan. And she said, yeah, people do at a concert. I said, can I go to the stage? And she was like, yeah, go ahead. Man, I took my little self and I squeezed through. You know how when you little and tiny, squeezed through, got to the front of the stage. I think I touched her leg and she looked down and she smiled and she touched my hand. And then somebody knocked me out the way and I went back.
And then there's that part.
Yeah. And then I went back holding my hand. And I looked at the stage and I told my cousin that she touched me. She touched me. And then she was sweating and she was doing this motion that I had not previously seen. In my 12-year-old mind, she was scratching. Must have been 11. By 12, I think I was a little more understanding of things. But she was like rubbing her legs up and down as she was singing, and it looked like she was scratching, and she was sweating, and I was like, okay, she touched me. She touched me, and I wasn't as happy. Yeah. But it's a memory.
That changed around.
Yeah, when I saw the sweat and what I perceived as scratching, it
yeah, that's exactly what it needed to be, scratching.
Yeah, I was like, probably 11, maybe 12. Yeah, I'm not really sure.
But, well, yeah. Good. It was scratching. Yes, babe, she's scratching.
Yes, that's what she was doing. Right now.
But Teddy's songs had instructions, though. A lot of them did.
A lot of Teddy songs had instructions.
And a lot of Teddy gave you a lot of anthems for breakups, love making.
Yeah.
Breakups. He did,
Yep, that's where I was, LaVon, but it didn't shake the love. It did not shake the love. It didn't. I remember going home trying to decide, do I wash my hand or do I not wash my hand? Do I wash my hand and do I not wash my hand? It's been about 45 years and I still haven't decided.
Well,
this hand.
Oh, God. Get off your phone. Anyway. What were some of your favorite Anyway, what were some of your favorite male vocalists?
Oh, favorite male vocalists?
For like, did you have like in the 80s and the 90s, that's when folks were big on tapes, cassettes. And making a cassette, if you were like in your dating realm, you know, and you were, you know, if you had your own apartment and you started dating or you wanted to have a, like a nice little intimate, not sexual, but intimate, you know, look at you. Look at that scorpion brow furrow.
Why would I want to be intimate with someone and not have sex with them? I don't understand that.
No, I didn't say not. I'm just saying there's a difference between sexual and intimacy. Intimate, meaning you have someone over, you may have a nice meal cooked. I'm a tape rock, I'm a tape pop. Yes, Mickey, yes. Yes, he kind of took the intimacy out of that. But you know, intimate, meaning having a nice dinner and maybe pop on, you know, a tape. There's certain songs that I remember because I used to have tapes. They were categorized.
Okay.
Pull the drawers open. This
one. All right. So what was your playlist?
Ooh, okay. There was some Gary Taylor on there. You know, depending on what happened to me. You understand? If I was in the "Oh baby, baby, I'm sorry" mode, I had a tape for that. If I had a "I fucked up" mode, I had a tape for that. I had a tape for that. I had a tape for you know, a triple X tape. You know, when it was already decided, that tape had a tape that, you know, was fun and loving and just full of things that make you go, had that tape. A lot of, you know, I had a slow jams tape, you know, tape that you could just sit back and rock to. I had a cleanup tape. In the mornings, I think it was LaVon that said Saturday morning. What did she say? Something about Saturday morning?
Clean up. Yeah.
Saturday mornings, you get up. You know, that started at grandmama's house, transferred to mom's house, and, you know, and it was just already programmed. So Saturday mornings was a cleanup morning, you know. That's been the first maybe 3-4 hours of the day, depending on how early I got up to do it. Put on that tape, you know. It was raining outside, had a tape for that. I wanted to just, you know, Sade was like, she had her own tape.
Did you have Rick James on the Triple X?
No, I had like Triple X. I had like Sylvia and I remember Sylvia particularly. Yeah, told you. Put the record out there to speak for you now. You have to say nothing. How did you have that at your fingertips?
Can I just say that when I recall being 6 years old, singing this song in a talent show.
First of all, yes, Fire and Desire was on there.
Yeah, I could get
six
that.
6 years old talent show, and Sylvia should not have. Who knew you singing Sylvia, you little scorpion? Who knew?
I think the better answer is who found out.
Well, who? Like did you get through the whole song? You enough of that, Kat?
Probably not.
Yeah, like, did you just say, okay, did you give the sheet music to that? Like, how, what did you, like, you're going to have to elaborate on that one. I need to hear this one.
Well, like I said, my mom always had 45s and stuff like that. So we were supposed to bring the song and then sing on top of the song. Like, it wasn't like we were singing to someone playing music. So I think my mother had pulled out something by Gladys Knight and the Pips for me to sing. Something by Gladys Knight. But I didn't want to sing that. I liked that song. I wanted to sing that song. So I had asked my mother, and she made such a big thing about it, like laughing, like because in her mind, I didn't know what the song was about. And she said, no, you can't sing that song. That's not appropriate for little girls to sing. And I overheard her telling her friend on the phone that I wanted to sing that song at the talent show and child this and child that. And I didn't think it was funny. That song moved me and grooved me. And I either wanted to sing that one or I Gotcha by Joe Tex.
I gotcha.
So my mother was like, no, you can't sing that one.
Little McNasty.
So back then, my mom dressed me, made me wear this dress, and which I didn't mind because I had to bring this pocketbook. I took the 45 of the Sylvia 45, slipped it in the pocketbook.
My mom
gave me the Gladys Knight one, which I can remember clearly. It was a purple label on the Gladys Knight one. So I knew them by color. And Sylvia, I knew Pillow Talk because it was light blue, I think, sky blue, the label. It's funny how some things, I can't remember what the hell I ate this morning, if I ate at all, but I can remember the label colors from 1970 some shit.
Yeah.
But anyway. So when I went in the back and gave the lady the Sylvia thing, and nobody was going to stop me from singing my song.
So tell me something. Do you recall the expression on the face of the woman you gave the record to?
No. She played it.
Totally self-absorbed.
Yes. She's like, okay. And I remember I marched out on the stage and did my little routine. I had a whole routine. I only got halfway through it, though, because my mother...
Was your mother there?
Yeah.
She was there for the audition.
No, she was. It wasn't like we had the audition. It was like, you know, any kid in the neighborhood. It was a community center. Anybody who wanted to go up and do something. So there had to be like, I don't really remember how they did things. Maybe I did audition. I don't feel like I remember that.
Was this a talent show or open mic kind of vibe?
Probably like a talent show. Like, you know, you do what you do. It wasn't a contest.
Right.
I don't think. Yeah, no, we didn't have a contest. We just did our thing. We had a lot of them.
Yeah, we had a lot of them in my community growing up, too. And I always had to be some kind of function on there. You know, like I've been auditioning folks probably since I was 13 years old, probably. No, before that, maybe. Because of the talent shows, I would always find my way, not in the front of anything, but always, you know, trying to move things along. Like, I remember there were popular songs that people would sing. All of the Lover Boys wanted to play Luther Vandross. They always thought they had Luther's something, and I wish they would not. And I remember the year my best friend, shout out to Kaya, my best friend decided she was going to go into the talent show, which was a treat for us all, because not only was she super fine, but she was the backup to, what was the group? I forget the name of the group, but I know the song. Must Be the Music.
Oh,
Lashing,
yeah.
Lashing,
moving,
you know.
Yes. That was my jam right there.
Yes. And they ripped it to the floor. They tore it up. And she had on her little, a colorful sequence top and spandex. Man, I wonder, I'm going to ask her if she has any from that. She has to have some pictures. But they tore that all the way up. I was super proud of them.
That's
and then, of course,
cool.
You had your break dancers and your pop lockers and your musicians and magicians had some interesting. And there was this one guy, he's going to laugh if he ever sees this, but I'm going to tell my first boy crush. Was this gentleman in my community by the name of Douglas Davis. Now, I've never told him this, ever. And we became good friends later in life. But he sang Bet You By Golly Wow.
Mm.
And he was in the high school, and I wasn't in high school yet. You know, the high school was like the focus of where all the shows and performances were, so I was always gravitating toward that area. So I just remember me and my friends got up there. You know, we ran in packs like 3-4 times, you know, to keep us safe. So stop it, Brady. So he and I just remember the chords, you know, and he just, big curly head full of curls, and he was just singing, you know, there's a spot. Oh, my God, I'm not going to do it. But he just, and I was like this. Wow, he's so cute, and he can sing, and he's so handsome, and he's so gay. Now, I didn't know that at the time, but later on, I said to myself, of course.
No wonder you had a crush on him, right?
Of course I had a crush on him, and of course he sang that song with sounding like Felipe Witt. No, that who was the lead singer to Stylistics? Who was that?
To who? Stylistics? Oh,
yeah, God. The falsetto. That wasn't Felipe for the falsetto.
No,
that was the spinner.
Yeah, that was the spinners.
Okay, hold on. Now I got to fire his name now. Moment, please. Sty. Why is it not coming in? Okay, here we go. Why is it doubling?
You know what? Why are you looking for that?
Russell Tompkins. Yes.
Can I tell you a quick, I probably already told you, but some people may not have heard it. My Phyllis Hyman story. The same cousin that took me to my first Chaka Khan concert, she and I and one of my cousins who actually went with us to that concert as well, we went to see Phyllis Hyman at the Blue Note. And as you know, Phyllis was tall, Phyllis was fine as fuck, and could sing. Back then, I must have, I must have been in my 20s or something like that, but I used to look very much like a boy. I had a very short haircut, and I was wearing a shirt and tie sort of thing, and it was what it was, right? Straight up, straight, you know, like, complete boy. Matter of fact, people used to ask my mom if I was her son. And
really?
Yeah, that's how one day I'll get a picture and put it up.
You have to put one of those OG pictures.
One of those grungy pictures. So anyway, where's the stupid song? I'm trying to find the song and talk to you at the same time. But anyway, she said, so what do y'all want to hear? She was so cool at that during that show. She grabbed somebody's hot dog off their table and ate it and sat down on the side of the stage and was talking to people, and she was just mad cool. And people were yelling out all these different songs that they wanted to hear. And I said, "Betcha by golly, wow." And she said, Who said "Betcha by golly, wow"? Who said that? And I said, "Yo, it was me." And my cousins was like, "Hey, yes." And she said, "Is that a boy or a girl? Let me put the light on over there." I was like so embarrassed. And she was like, "You know what? It really doesn't even matter." And then she started, "There's a spark." Oh, my God. Woo. And she sang that song staring at me. That was fucking amazing. Ooh.
Yep.
I have to tell you, when the song started, and I heard her voice again, I started blushing again like she was sitting there singing. I swear, she had me twisted. I was able to go upstairs to the meet and greet area up there, and she signed an autographed picture for me, and I still have it up on the wall to this day.
Yeah, she did two, famously did two stylistic covers. That one and Hurry Up This Way. Mm. Did you ever hear that one?
Hurry Up This Way Again, yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Hurry Up This Way.
I like the band, the actual one that she...
Let's do a what do you call it? I almost forgot. A Black History moment. To stay consistent. Okay, so today, yes, on July 14th, 1955, a monument and national park were dedicated to George Washington Carver in Diamond, Missouri. This was the first national park named in honor of an African American. The 210-acre park offers a visitor's center containing a museum with interactive exhibits, observation deck, classrooms for programs on Carver, a bookstore, film, and a one-mile Carver trail, which contains the Boy Carver statue, the Moses Carver house, and the graves of Moses and Susan Carver. George Washington Carver was one of America's most innovative and creative scientists and inventors. Carver was born into slavery around 1860 in Missouri and died January 5, 1943 in Tuskegee, Alabama. As a botanist and inventor, Carver created more than 100 products from the peanut, including plastics, cosmetics, paints, nitroglycerin, gasoline, and others. Say about that?
Gasoline.
Yeah. Isn't that something? Where are we? Yeah. Yep.
George Washington.
Yeah. So, I mean, we've all heard his name, and sometimes, you know, we know of, but we don't really know of. I would love to get to the point, and I'm really speaking about me, that when I see his face, I recognize just like I do Luther. Well, yeah, just like I do Luther Vandross. Just like I do, I was thinking Martin Luther King. But if I can remember, if I know what Sammy Davis Jr. looked like, then again, I was alive at the same time, so I should think of somebody else. Martin. Then why not, Martin Luther King. So why not recognize our scientists, our, you know, because they didn't teach us that. He took the damn peanut and made 100 things out of a peanut.
That would be contradicting to what they needed the world to know. Everything that he did practically was stolen. So why say he created it and not going to put his name on it?
Do you know?
We didn't know about not all of that.
Can we just talk for a moment about how innovative and creative and genius a person has to be to have been born under the circumstances of enslavement, to not be educated in the way we are educated now? And where's the echo? Who do you hear an echo?
Yeah. On me.
tobacco on you.
Yeah. On me.
I have an appliance here that goes by the name ECHL. And when I said it, it was like, sorry, I don't know about that. But anyway. You hear it on both? I don't hear any echo.
I hear it on me. I hear it on you. But they clearly hear it on both.
I hear it on you a little bit.
Let's try turning it down.
Yeah, it's on
it
your
just
end.
Started happening.
Do you have a headset? Because that's the only thing that's going to fix it.
I don't think they're charged. Shoot.
No, it's just
it just started happening. Hold on a second. Let me see something.
Resi did.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Is it still echoing? Yeah, it is.
And also
and
you have a little slight piece of delay, but you're good. It's not terrible. Is it terrible? Oh, now I can hear myself coming from your end.
Test.
Test.
So can we talk a little bit about this video that's been rolling around the internet?
Oh, the one with the woman in New Jersey rolling around, that one?
Which, was she in Victoria's Secret store?
Yeah, is that the one you're talking about?
Oh, yeah.
If you'd like to talk about it, let's talk
Becky
about
goes
it.
Becky bananas. That one.
You want to peel an onion?
Go for it.
Let's peel. Where the heck is why? You know
all,
so,
no.
Why? You know. Okay, let's peel an onion. Let's. Let's talk Becky.
All things Karen. You know, I'm going to repeat myself because I am hearing you. But if you're here, it's time.
I can hear the echo with a little delay. Try it again.
Test?
That's better.
Okay. But it's still giving, I still hear it. Okay, so by now we've all seen that tragic video of the woman that attacked or attempted to attack or accosted in the black woman, right? In the store, the echo is bad. The echo is really bad.
Yeah, it doesn't sound as bad to me as it does to Misty, I don't think. And Peggy is also saying that, hey, Pegs, love you,
hey,
dude.
Hey, Peg.
Is the echo on both of us, or is it just Therese?
I don't hear it on you.
Yeah, I don't hear it on me either.
I hear it in me. Slowly.
T, maybe you should log off and log back on.
I'll try that.
It's Resi. Okay. I will wait here. And I will play a quick song. What do y'all want to hear? This?
What y'all trying to do? I like this.
Yeah. Okay, try now.
Hey.
Can let us know whether or not Therese still has an echo?
Once upon a time, not long ago, I don't hear it.
Pain.
No echo. Yay. Thanks, Beck. See, there, that's what I'm talking about.
Community.
Thank you, Techie Peggy, baby.
Techie Peggy.
Buggy. Thank you, Peggy. Okay, so let's just talk about this video going around town of this really, really interesting incident, this Emmett Tillish type incident that occurred in a Victoria's Secret. Now, there's so much to unpack about that particular video, right? First, you have a woman that attempts to assault a woman. Now, I'm going to just name it and hopefully, you know, I'm pretty sure the opinions will be similar here. So we have a white woman that's in a Victoria's Secret shopping store and a black woman that's in there. And whatever happened prior to the video starting, we don't see. But what we do see the moment the video camera goes on is this white woman attacking physically a black woman. And of course, this wasn't a fragile black woman. This was a black woman that was able to stand her ground and back this lady up. But for her protection, and I agreed with this, she put her on video. She had her on camera because what she attempted to do at this point was then, because she couldn't forcibly, physically intimidate her, which she tried to do, and in fact, she attacked her. And then, you know, when she couldn't get away with that, she then proceeded to have a full-fledged meltdown in the store. Now, all the advocates that are going to say this mental health and I do not think it was that kind of situation. I've seen the tape and video a few times when she could not, when she was being called on her shit, basically, when she was being called out, then she attempted to go into this really fragile victim stance. And when that wasn't working, she, even the way she fell to the floor was strategic.
Very careful.
You know, and very careful as to not injure herself. And she laid there. Now, was she psychotic? Possibly. You know, possibly, because anybody who goes through all of that seriously has something going on with them. But I believe that there are stages of that. And I think that a lot of this was show, because the moment she had her talking moments, she was very lucid and then went back into this situation. She chased the woman around the store. Okay. The woman was running from this lady in the store, you know, and quite funny because honestly, it was very triggering. Had it not been for the commentary of the black woman, you know, when she said she just came and hit it by the panty and then you saw the coupon in her hand, that kind of, you know, I was like, okay, sis, you know, just keep the camera on, stay away from this lady. But, you know, the lady proceeded to want to, you know, attack her. Then you have what I really want to talk about separate from the lady, because I think she's been talked about enough. We already know who this lady is. The Emmett Tillish type woman that's who she was, period. Okay. But what was more interesting to me was there were women, and in the camera frame where she was standing near the register, there were white women there checking out. None of them concerned about it. They kept about their thing, their day. No, she was not asked to leave the mall, the store. No one came over to her until the ninth inning. And one woman did say, why don't you just, but she was talking to the woman who was the least
to the black
threatening. Yes. Right. She didn't say to the woman, why don't you walk away from the camera, or why don't you turn around and mind your business? What she chose to do was address the black woman for protecting herself. See, a lot of them do not understand the reason why these cameras, had it not been for these cameras, and let's just say had it not been for these cameras, and it's not like the situations, in my opinion, have changed much. It's just that they're being filmed. Thank you, Will Smith. He said that. No, it's not that. They're being caught on camera now. So as opposed to talk to the woman who was an arm's length of you, she chose to address the behaviors of the black woman, said nothing to the woman about attacking her, saw it, and proceeded to just, you know. And the black woman, of course, gave her her peace of mind, too, which she should have, you know. Oh, so y'all, not, so y'all just going to let her do that. But had it been the other way around, oh, it would have been a SWAT team up in there. You understand? But this lady was allowed to yell, scream, chase customer, a paying
roll
customer
around on the ground.
Roll around on the ground, and she was not, she was handled with kid gloves. And she kept, and she was doing the threatening after a while, chasing someone. You could tell there was something not right with this woman. But at the end of the day, and then some people say, oh, you know, she's exploiting her with the camera. No, she's not. No, she's not.
She was protecting herself.
Absolutely. And if you want to go there for those, my response to that is that mall has cameras all over it. Okay? The mall has cameras all over it. The sidewalks have cameras. This lady's in cameras all the time, whether she knows it or not. Most of us are. So at the end of the day, this woman is protecting herself. And once again, you're mad about the wrong thing. You're mad about the fact that this woman had a camera on her. Right? And may have been exciting. Some, nobody's going to know all that stuff. Nobody knows that but you, your family, your therapist. Strangers that you choose to attack in stores don't know your mental health history.
And she's lucky all the woman did was videotape her. She could have knocked her the hell out.
That was another option.
I mean, she physically tried to attack. She physically attacked the woman unsuccessfully.
Yeah. Yeah, she was. I guess she was just supposed to push her, or knock her, knock into. Because you clearly saw her in camera, in this woman, you know, like physical, when she started off. You saw that, and the woman was like, "Oh, I'm wrong because of it." She's like, "Oh, what are you doing?" You know, you saw all that, and then it became, "I got my camera on you." Because what are you going to tell the police that she went into this full victory? Oh, she's doing this to me. Now, mind you, what if the camera wasn't there?
Mm-hmm.
And I immediately went to the guy in Central Park. The woman was like, he's attacking me. And she's on the phone with dog, choking the life out of her dog, calling 911 on this gentleman in the park, saying he's doing all this stuff. This guy wasn't doing that. And he was taping her doing it. And I'm going to go to this particular response to it all. Yeah, they always want to run to the, I was triggered. Listen, this world can be a really tricky place to navigate. If you haven't managed your triggers or come close to it, I'm going to suggest you do, because you can't attack somebody and then be concerned about your triggers after that. You just can't. And if you're that volatile or that vulnerable, excuse me, if you're that vulnerable and you're walking around, and you can trigger others, because I believe that the black woman was triggered. She was triggered into using her camera as opposed to any other part of her body to protect herself. But nobody saw that. Nobody wanted to comment on that. And yeah, you're right. It's not an excuse. But I want to say this too. We need to, and I'm repeating something, and I want to next week, if we can, I'm sorry, Saturday if we can, I'd like to lead off with this video that I should have sent you, Devon. And it was from one of my peeps out in Atlanta. And he's pretty popular, blogger, correspondent, you name it. He's all over the place these days, and I'm here for all of it. And he's super intelligent, and he has this other personality that he goes into, but his name is Quentin Latham, and he, or AKA Funky Geneva, most know him by. But he had a really, really, I mean, his point of view on that particular situation was something that I've been saying, and it's real. What he said was it should be a Karen legislature, anti-Karen legislator, and legislation, and a list, just the same way that you put people for sex offenders on a list, or you put people that have done child abuse on a list. The Karens need to be a list so that when they move into your neighborhood, you can reference the history of doing these kind of offenses. There need to be
so that when they call the police are aware that, mm-hmm. look, you're a Karen.
Mm-hmm.
And unless there is serious physical harm to you or your family, you are not to call us.
Well, these are false reporters. And I think these are people that do this all the time. These are people that, and what they do is not only they false reporting and misusing taxpayers' dollars, they're also lying. And honestly, their lies have caused a lot of trauma and pain, and in some places, death to others. So they are traumatic, and they are walking through doing these things openly in public, lying, and serious people are getting hurt behind it.
Yeah, I have issues with false reporters. I really do. So,
mm-hmm.
you know, it's a waste of taxpayer money, resources, and it is potentially harmful to other people.
We know of the history. We know the history of these women, you know, because unfortunately a lot of us have paid for that.
Yeah.
We don't want to hear anymore well after the fact when you're nine years old, oh, I'm sorry it didn't happen. That's some bullshit. And you've been doing this since the beginning of time, and it's time to create a law. It should be a felony for anybody that has a history of doing this kind of stuff, because people get hurt.
Mm-hmm. I saw another video today, just today. A woman, a Karen, was accusing a black man of stealing her son's cell phone.
Yeah, so that's old.
Went so far as to follow him into the store. There's one that I saw that where a woman was accusing a little boy of stealing her phone. Not that one.
His father.
Right, with his father. But this is a different one. This one, she was accusing the man of stealing her son's phone, followed him into Walmart, went to security and Walmart saying that the man stole her son's phone, and then her son comes running into the store saying he found his phone. He had left it in the car. Instead of her apologizing, she told him to fuck off and called him a name. I don't even, you know. Like, these mm-hmm. are the most grimy people in God's creation. Like, by what authority, like, who do you think you are to harass people, to falsely accuse people, which, by the way, Christian Karen, that's like a sin. You're not supposed to falsely accuse people. You. In other words, stop fucking lying. But anyway, I know.
I'm not arguing with you.
I know you know. I'm just, honestly, just a little self-disclosure. When regardless of the type of day that I've had, or week, or weekend, or whatever, when it comes to this show, I perk up and I give y'all all I got. You know what I'm saying? Because I appreciate so much that anybody stops by to spend some time with us in the basement. You know what I'm saying? But I've had a rough week, and today I've been in a funk all day, and I just tried to, I don't know if I'm going to make the full 2 hours. I'm about to crash. Lois says, perk up. Perk up.
Low down and dirty. Lois Thompson. And, you know, I let me just say this because Lois Thompson popped up here. See, if any of you ever see her build anywhere, go see her perform. She is, well, she's always been a funny motherfucker, even when she wasn't trying to be. But I love going on stages as I'm thinking of ways to kill myself.
That,
exactly.
You know what I'm saying? That's where I am today.
Yeah.
Lois, I'm gonna put this number up. It's 347. I can't even do that right. 347-996-5394. 347-996-5394. Lois, give us a call. Come on the air. Since
you're down dirty. Shame.
Yeah, you said perk up. Well, come on now. Rezzy's told me that you are a performer. Is she funny? She funny?
Lois?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, she's a funny motherfucker now.
You
yeah,
funny?
She is.
She funny? You funny, call and make me laugh, please. Perk me up.
She's a time. And if you guys ever see her build, please go check her out. She's hilarious. And, I agree with you, you know.
So I ain't got no warrants,
and I've got an education.
That's it.
You said this has happened to you so many times, Miss DJ? Mm-mm. Yeah, and I agree with you, LaVon. Regardless of her mental health status, if she's having trouble abstaining from violence against others, it's time for her to check all the way in. And yes, I agree.
Is this Lois on the line?
I'm on the line. No, I'm not funny. I ain't never been funny. I know what you're talking about.
Lois on the main line. What's up?
What's going on, y'all?
I'm trying not to kill myself. Help me.
You know, I have to tell you, I'm not the person to call about not killing yourself because I got so many ways to do it.
Lois, let me ask you a question. What was your, did you see
yeah.
that video we're talking about?
What was your take on that?
The video where the woman was inside Victoria's Secret.
Oh, the Victoria's Secret?
Yes.
Yo, what I loved about it is that it just spoke to black perseverance because chick was like, yo, I'm just trying to get my panties at the end of
yes.
all of it.
Yes.
That's like yes. on the Underground Railroad, like, yo, but for real, if I could just get my panties.
But you know what? When I saw it, I saw it on TikTok, and I commented, "Damn, let a sister get her panties." That was my take. Like, let a sister get some panties.
But that's gonna be my.
This woman is a teacher. She is teaching people's children. So imagine that energy. That energy that she exhibited there is the same energy that she's using to teach these people's children. Like, what?
Wait a minute. I didn't hear you. Which one was the teacher?
She's a teacher. The white woman
Karen.
Who was having a damn meltdown. She's a teacher in New Jersey.
Holy shit. Do you know where?
Somewhere around that area. I mean, she's a short hill. Somebody found it out. If you follow the thread, you'll see where it is. But it's like, chick, you got to be kidding me.
Wow.
You know what I'm saying? Like when I tell you they are everywhere, they're everywhere. And it's oh my God, I can't even. I just watched that and said to myself, okay, so this is just a mentally ill person walking around a mall. You know, deciding to buy some drugs that day. But no, she is masquerading as a legit person and a teacher at that.
That's insane.
Nuts. Wow.
You know what?
But hey, don't let that stop you from killing yourself, because we ain't going nowhere but down.
Wow. All right.
Lois,
we're going to have you come on the show and sit with us for an hour.
That would be awesome.
I love your energy. So please.
You know, Reza Jezza's my girl from Jesus Christ, man. From literally Jesus. I think we were introduced by Jesus. Wasn't he hanging out at Rooker Park with you and me and Jesus? It was us. And he was like, oh, meet Rez. I was like, oh, what's up? He said he didn't have no more room at the table, but she was still cool people. And I was like, okay.
Oh, man.
You got a show coming up before we go. You have any shows coming up?
What we got coming up? I'm bringing back Black Light comedy show, third Monday of the month, starting in September at the Brooklyn Moon, 745 Fulton Street.
Awesome.
Guys, come on down.
Awesome.
Cool.
Yes.
Bring your vaccinated self back there, please.
Bring your vaccinated self, you said?
Exactly. Listen, you could be a Delta, but don't have no fucking Delta walking up in there. This is all I'm saying.
Okay. Listen, that's true for everybody, because you know them vaccines, you can still catch it, queen.
That's what they say. But, you know, keep yourself clean. Keep on washing your hands. You know, take care of yourself. Please get vaccinated. That's all I can say about that. Please get vaccinated. You don't want to be the last idiot to die of COVID. That's a stupid death, and I would just want to put that on your tombstone. Here lies an idiot.
Or here lies a vaccinated idiot.
That could happen too. It could go that way too, you know? Numbers are spiking, just, you know, an FYI, numbers are spiking, and it's in Jersey land, y'all. So just so that you know, just keep yourself safe, socially distanced, wear your mask, drink water or something. I don't know. Just
watch the crowd.
Just
exactly.
Stay socially distanced, man. Take care of yourself. I put the email address up there for you, Lois. It's in the
awesome.
Chat. So please hit
cool.
me up. And
We will do that. And just remember my motto: if it smells funny, don't eat it.
You know,
shut your ass up, Lois. Go so many places.
I just went. You know exactly where I went, Lois. Thank you for that.
You are welcome.
I appreciate
love
that.
You guys.
You
have
are dopeness. Hit me up soon, okay?
I'll do, Mama. Rest together.
Mr. Sunny and Wendy.
They are wonderful. Those are my babies, man. Oh, my God. That baby will give my life relevance. That's the only reason why I truly cannot jump off a goddamn building, because I got a little baby that apparently thinks I'm somebody. So, well, there you go.
Yeah, there that went.
You're kingy queen.
Okay. My kitty queen. I love you guys. Have fun.
All right, baby.
You
too.
Thank you for calling in.
Thank you for having
me,
guys.
You know,
That was dope. She's dope energy. Dope energy.
Yeah, she's a super dope soul. That one there. Yeah, we've done many things together.
I bet.
Yeah, that's my girl, low down and dirty.
So LaVon.
Get her, LaVon, get her.
I don't have the energy. I love you. I've been trying to find a therapist, actually.
Have you?
Yeah, but they keep rejecting me.
Are they too full, or are they not taking new patients?
They don't like me.
Oh.
Therapists basically don't like me. So.
And that's your story, you're sticking to it?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, you better find one anyway. How's that? Find one anyway.
Is that about me, Misty J? Am I too damn opinionated? Is that why they don't like me? Is that it?
Well, you can't be the patient and the doctor at the same time. What does that mean?
What does what mean? What is what?
Why don't they like you?
Why don't they like me? That's their problem. I have no idea.
Okay.
I don't know what I don't know what's going on with you go in diagnosing yourself.
You do that, Silky?
Misty, can I ask, were you like on the call? Like, she's like, you
I think
two.
I'm a little with a splash of and all I gotta
I don't
do
know.
Is this.
Look, I don't know what the hell is going on. I ain't diagnosing nothing. Like they want me to. They're like, so what's going on with you? I said, that's what I'm calling you for. They said, well, what are you experiencing? You tell me. Well, what seems to be the problem? I don't fucking know. Then you tell me what's the problem. They're like, are you angry? I'm like, do you think I'm angry? Did I go to school or did you go to school to be my therapist?
Oh,
am
gosh.
I angry? Am I?
Oh, gosh.
Am I fucking angry?
I'm not going anywhere, Brad. He's laying on the couch, and as soon as he saw me get ready to turn, he goes, he's my Velcro doggy.
My Velcro doggy, I like that. Huh. Hey, LaVon, instead of you therapizing me, here's something. Let me therapize you.
Well, I couldn't resist the urge to tell you the end of my story. For all of those who wanted to know, was there life after the pain? After the pain, you come and love me. And I welcome you. You're a glad sight to see.
Cut it off. I'm not impressed. You're defecating. No, I'm not.
Deflecting. Oh, my gosh. Deflecting. And she would be right. Although the segue I'm here for, but you are doing what you do best. Big old.
You know what's really interesting, what the most interesting is?
Changing the subject?
Yes. I think I liked this one better. This was the pain.
My baby and I are back together again. Loving is better than it's ever been. If it weren't for the trials we've been through, I'd never have the courage to come back to you. We're all entitled to make a mistake. We got to prepare for some heartbreak. I was earning my man while I was learning my man. Something you young girls might not understand. No pain,
no pain,
no pain,
no pain,
no pain,
no gain,
no gain,
no
gain. No pain,
no pain,
no pain,
no pain,
no gain,
no gain.
There was an old lady sitting under a tree. She called me over and she said to me, my days left here may not be long. I wouldn't waste my time telling you nothing wrong. But love is a flower that needs the sun and the rain. A little bit of pleasure's worth a whole lot of pain. If you learn this secret, how to forgive, a longer and a better life you'll live. No pain,
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 no
pain.
Anything worth having at all is worth working for and waiting for. Some of my closest friends have thought they had their thing on the string just because their man was bringing them flowers and candy and all kinds of gifts. Mm-mm, honey, some gifts are just to make him feel better while he's on his guilt trip about the night before. You know what I mean? Especially when you know you haven't been doing the things you should do. Think about it. What is the man trying to tell you? Sometimes flowers mean maybe we should just be friends. Do you get my drift? Hang if you can hang. No pain, no gain.
Could you get something? You gotta give something. In order to be something, you gotta go through something.
Be a cook in the kitchen, a lady in the street. You can't show your teeth to every guy you meet. It's all right to be a little sweet, but be a mama with the kids and you know what in the sheets. No pain,
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 no pain.
See, you can't give up, the times get hard. It's just that old devil trying to keep us apart. Say, devil, you ain't got nothing here. I'm holding to my man and have no fear, no pain,
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 no
pain, no pain,
no pain,
no pain,
no 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 no
no pain,
no 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 no
no
no no no. No, 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 no,
no, no,
in order to get
no
something,
no
to be
no
something,
pain.
You gotta go through something.
No pain, no pain,
no
pain.
No pain, no pain,
no pain,
no pain,
no pain,
no pain,
no pain,
no pain. There will not be a game,
no pain, no pain,
no pain, no pain,
no pain,
no pain,
no pain,
no pain,
no pain,
no pain, no
pain,
no pain,
no pain,
no pain,
no pain,
no pain,
no pain, no pain,
no pain.
All right, all right, all right.
Late, shout out to the late, great Betty Wright.
I'm just saying.
Not too soon, Betty.
Yeah.
That's easy. Ooh, that was a good one there.
That was a good one.
That was a good one.
You know what else is a good one?
What's that?
This one, hold on.
Starstruck, hold back, need to connect with him, cause I look correct with him and knows how to sex him. Houses on 2 acre lakes in the beach, state beach taking lots, steady trying to cross, 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 cross.
I just like that.
What, mixed?
Hmm?
Was that mixed?
Yeah, it was a piece of a mix, but it's, what do you call them? It's one of those songs from, Dr. Doolittle soundtrack. That soundtrack is fire. A lot
really?
Of stuff on there, yeah.
I think I'm...
The one with Eddie Murphy. Eddie Murphy. Yeah.
No, 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 no.
Oh. Yeah, I can't. I don't have the energy.
In the midnight when I want to feel right, all I do is think about you.
Oh.
In the midnight when I want to feel right, all I think about is you. Why does that sound familiar?
Yes, with Escape.
Oh, Escape. Okay, yeah. Escape. Yeah, we got to get Tasha on the show.
Yeah.
Talk about that cookbook.
Let's get Tasha. What's up? What's up with Tasha? What's up with Tasha? Your girl. You got to get your girl, Simone. Is that her name?
Who's...
That's not her
Simone.
Name. What am I thinking about? Jesus.
I don't know.
It's time for me to go to bed. That's why. Who the fuck is Simone?
Didn't you have her on the show?
Not that Simone. I don't know who I'm thinking about. That's okay.
No. You know when we get off the show, I'm going to be practicing that in the house, right? And that's stuck in my crack here.
Yeah, let me give you a little bit more Betty, and that'll do it for you. Oh, but wait. But listen to, you can hear the crackles, because I remember some of the songs I started to take my vinyl and turn them to MP3 when I had some time.
Crunch?
I didn't have time to...
The vinyl crunch?
Yeah. So there's vinyl crunch in this, I think. Hold on.
Afro's incense and candlelight.
Yeah. I just threw out some incense, too. They're probably from 1995, though, so, you know. Burn up my whole fucking house trying to be suave.
I'm dedicating this song to you now that I'm grown. I'll never forget the way you looked at me when you said, I know you're not going to sing that song.
With that one,
yeah.
As if tonight you're going to be a woman, and constitutes a woman is that? Oh, we've come a long way, baby. I feel like a old Virginia Slim commercial. Good Lord.
Oh God, I'm so glad I made it through this show tonight. It was nice. Meeting Lois as well.
Yes, so Lois Thompson.
Let's get her on. I like that energy. I like that energy. Anybody that can make me laugh is always welcome in my circle. I love to laugh. And with that being said, it's time to say goodnight.
Good night, y'all. Peace, party people.
Peace, party people. See y'all. See ya.
No more kung fu fighting.
That's right. I'll play that next time. Bye.
Hi, this is Mesa, and you're in the basement with Javon and Therese.
Perfect.
It is Leon. That's right, Leon, for some of your favorite movies. And I'm at brunch in the basement with Therese and Siobhan. Stay here, lay here with me. Stay here, lay here with me. Stay here, lay here with me.
Still in the basement, no longer alone, with my homegirl Therese on the microphone. Music politics are just chatting it up. Brunch in the basement, see that's what's up. You never know who might run through. Legendary artists or someone brand new. You miss a lot when you miss one day. At least that's what I heard somebody say. But it doesn't really matter what whoever says. It's always a good show with Javon and Therese. Yeah. Brunch in the basement with Javon and Therese. Yeah.
Come on, everybody's a friend in my head. I already know everybody. One day I'll tell you about me and Shaka Khan, but, you know. Yeah, but she doesn't know anything about it. But anyway. No, she doesn't. She wasn't even there, actually. But anyway.
All our offices, though, Jay.
I'll definitely get an address. I'll send you a
because I mean, you know, yeah,
I
just in
that.
Case I should meet Shaka Khan, I wanted to smell really, you know,
oh,
nice.
God. Oh, God.
Okie dokie, babe, whatever you say.
With time, so.
And we thank you for that.
Thank you.
Well, thank you. This part, that little piece, I'm just going to keep and play it all the time for myself. But no, I'm just teasing. Okay.